The Astra story is about the frontier, but the story that may actually reshape how most developers interact with AI in the next 12 months is happening a layer below the frontier, at the inference infrastructure level. Cerebras just announced that Qwen 3.8 at 27 billion parameters is now available on their hardware at 1500 tokens per second. That is not a typo, 1500 tokens per second on a production API endpoint.
For listeners who don't have the technical context, most inference serving at scale today runs somewhere between 30 and 150 tokens per second, depending on the model size and the hardware. The reason Cerebras can hit 1500 is that their chip architecture, the wafer scale engine, is fundamentally different from GPU-based inference. Instead of distributing a model across multiple GPU dies connected by high latency interconnects, Cerebras puts the entire model's memory bandwidth on a single massive die, which eliminates the communication bottleneck that throttles GPU clusters.
The business implication of 1500 tokens per second is not subtle. At that speed, you can run inference inside user interactions that previously would have been too slow to feel real time. You can use LLMs for latency-sensitive applications, fraud detection, real-time translation, interactive simulations that were effectively closed off when you were waiting 2 to 4 seconds for a response. The market for AI inference is going to look very different if Cerebras can sustain this performance at competitive cost, because the use case map expands dramatically.
Qwen 3.8 at 27 billion is an interesting model to anchor this announcement to. It's an Alibaba-developed open-weight model, and at 27 billion parameters, it sits in a sweet spot, capable enough for serious tasks, small enough to run efficiently even on aggressive hardware. The HN community's reaction has been a mix of excitement about the speed and legitimate questions about what the per-token economics look like at scale. Speed matters, but if it costs 4 times more per token than GPU inference, the addressable market narrows.
The K2 Horizon announcement from IFM is a different kind of story, less about raw speed and more about architectural philosophy. They're describing K2 as a connected fleet of 6 open models, which is a framing I find genuinely interesting because it's explicitly positioning against the monolithic frontier model paradigm. The claim is that 6 specialized models working in coordination can outperform a single large generalist model on complex multi-step tasks, while being far more economical to run and easier to update incrementally.
The HN thread on K2 has about 105 comments, and the discussion splits pretty clearly between 2 camps. One camp is skeptical. They argue that orchestrating 6 models introduces coordination, overhead, and failure modes that a single well-tuned large model simply avoids. The other camp finds the modular approach philosophically compelling precisely because it mirrors how high-performing human organizations work. Specialists coordinating on complex tasks rather than a single generalist attempting everything.
What neither camp is addressing directly, and what I think is the more important question, is what connected means in practice. If the 6 models are connected via standard API calls, then K2 is essentially a well-engineered multi-agent pipeline, interesting but not architecturally novel. If the connectivity is at a lower level, shared embedding spaces, persistent state, or something closer to a mixture of experts' design, then this is a more fundamental claim about model architecture that would warrant different scrutiny.
The HN community also surfaced a companion thread today asking, who is using MCP in production? MCP being the model context protocol that Anthropic introduced as a standardized way for AI agents to interact with external tools and data sources. The thread has 110 comments with 87 upvotes, and the responses are a genuinely useful ground truth snapshot. A clear plurality of respondents say they're using MCP in production, but they're careful to describe it as early stage infrastructure, working, but requiring significant custom tooling and ongoing maintenance to keep stable.
The pattern in those MCP responses maps almost exactly onto what you see in every major infrastructure protocol's adoption curve. The first production users are teams with high technical tolerance for instability who need the capability badly enough to absorb the engineering cost of working around rough edges. The protocol either gets hardened by that experience and achieves broad adoption, Or it reveals fundamental design problems under load and gets quietly replaced by something that learned from its mistakes.
Given that Anthropic-designed MCP and Claude agents are the primary use case, there's a meaningful alignment of incentives toward hardening it. But the question of whether MCP becomes the POSIX of AI tool interfaces, a durable standard that outlives any single vendor, or whether it ends up as one of three competing standards in an ongoing interoperability headache, is genuinely open right now.